This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Mourners are remembering two fallen Boston firefighters today. Right now, hundreds of people are paying tribute to firefighter Michael Kennedy at his wake in West Roxbury. Boston Firefighters Union President Rich Paris says Kennedy will be extremely missed.
He's the type of person who walk into a room, you know entertainment was coming. He was a very lovable kid. He loved helping people. And he was, I called him an entertainer.
Kennedy was 33 years old, and his funeral mass will be tomorrow, also in West Roxbury. And earlier today, thousands of people lined the streets of Watertown and packed St. Patrick's Church for the funeral of Lieutenant Edward Walsh. He and Kennedy were killed in a fire on Beacon Street in the Back Bay last week. WBUR's David Scharfenberg was at today's memorial to Lieutenant Walsh.
First came the bagpipes and drums, firefighters from New York, Chicago, and Worcester marching in lockstep. On the side of the road, some 10,000 more, dressed in deep blue and saluting silently with crisp white gloves. And then Walsh's casket arrived, resting on his own Engine 33 fire truck, black bunting on the side, his jacket hanging from the back. 43 years ago, Walsh was baptized at St. Patrick's Church, a one-month-old baby in his mother's arms. Today, the church was filled with friends, family, and firefighters here to say goodbye. There were dignitaries, too. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Governor Deval Patrick, and Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. The mayor, like much of the city, did not know Lieutenant Walsh, but he spoke of a shared grief and gratitude.
As a brave and experienced firefighter, Ed Walsh was a rock supporting all of our lives, whether we knew it or not.
Richard Paris, president of Boston Firefighters Local 718, was among those who delivered the news of Walsh's death to his family. Today, he talked about the firefighters' two families, his wife and kids, and his brothers in the profession.
Sometimes it's difficult to convey the dangers a firefighter's face, the bonds that we share. However, as I look around the church today, I realize that Eddie Walsh was surrounded by two families who knew all too well what it means to be a firefighter.
Walsh came from a family of firefighters. His late father and uncle served with the Watertown Department. His cousin is there now. He spent some time in finance, but he wanted, more than anything, to be a firefighter. Still, if he loved his job, family said, he was also a devoted friend and neighbor. He coached youth sports, always manned the grill.
If the timekeeper of life kept track, he may have noticed that this man has, in fact, lived a full life.
That's his sister, Kathy Malone, at the service.
Eddie lived more in 43 years than many of us will do in 80.
His most precious time, Malone said, came with his wife and children.
I have never seen him happier than when he spent his time with Kristen, Dylan, Morgan, and Griffin.
Cardinal Sean O'Malley delivered the closing remarks. Irish tenor Ronan Tynan sang Danny Boy, and the family walked out behind Walsh's casket. A young nephew, Robbie Malone, wore a red firefighter's suit that had the words Fire Chief printed on the back. Firefighters put Lieutenant Edward Walsh's casket on Engine 33 again. On the side, a black band covered the fire department logo. On the band, the date and location of the Beacon Street fire and the words Last Alarm. The truck pulled off slowly to the cemetery. Tomorrow, Engine 33 will bury another of its own. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.